The Judicial Commission has charged Prosser with violating the Code of Ethics when he placed his hands on Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's neck during a heated discussion last June in Bradley's office. Prosser's response says the commission does not have the power to investigate the protected speech and etiquette of Supreme Court justices when they're deliberating in confidential closed conferences. Prosser also repeats claims he has made previously that it was Justice Bradley who started the confrontation by charging at him with her fist in the air. Prosser calls the complaint frivolous because five of his fellow justices witnessed the incident and therefore are barred from hearing a case against him. The attorney for the Judicial Commission, Frank Gimbel, was not available for comment, but in a previous filing with the court, Gimbel called for a three-judge panel made up of objective appeals court judges to hear the evidence in the complaint and recommend disciplinary action. It's still possible that the commission could ask that a jury hear the case against Prosser. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.